From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Singapore extends COVID-19 circuit breaker until June 1. Indonesian President Joko Widodo bans mudik for citizens to contain COVID-19 spread. Now the news in detail. Singapore will extend its COVID-19 circuit breaker period by 4 weeks until June 1, as well as implement tighter measures such as closing more workplaces and markets. Nuka Kusumawati has the details.
Singapore is 15 days into its one-month circuit breaker period scheduled to end on May 4th. Measures aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19 include elevated safe distancing measures, as well as the closures of schools and non-essential workplaces. It is also now mandatory to wear a mask when stepping out of the house. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, on his speech on Tuesday, said that large groups of people continue to gather at some popular wet markets, making it hard to practice safe distancing. That is why Singapore will not be able to completely lift the restrictions after May 4th and go back to business as usual and extends the circuit breaker period.
We will therefore extend the circuit breaker for 4 more weeks beyond the 4th of May. In other words, until the 1st of June. Then, provided we have brought the community numbers down, we can make further adjustments and consider easing some measures. This way, we can be more assured that we've made definite progress and consolidated our position.
After Prime Minister Lee's speech, Minister for National Development Lawrence Wong said, as Singapore tightens its COVID-19 circuit breaker measures, entry to 4 popular wet markets will be limited based on individual's National Registration Identification Card, or NRIC, or Foreign Identification Number, FIN.
We will continue with our efforts to control people movement in popular areas like wet markets and supermarkets. In these areas, we will impose entry restrictions. For example, in certain wet markets, we will only permit entry on alternate days. And we will do this with a system based on your NRIC or your FIN number. Depending on the last digit of that NRIC or FIN number, you will only be permitted entry on odd or even days.
The National Environment Agency, NEA, urged patrons to make further adjustments to their marketing hours by patronizing markets during weekdays or in the non-peak period on weekends, such as after 10 a.m. It also published peak hours and queue stations at 39 popular markets and provided patrons with a list of alternative markets located nearby. Earlier on Tuesday, the Ministry of Health said there were 1,111 new cases of the coronavirus in Singapore, bringing the national to total 9,125 cases.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo has officially barred all citizens from traveling to their hometowns during the Eid al-Fitr celebrations to thwart the transmission of COVID-19. President Joko Widodo stated at a virtual meeting to discuss precautionary measures in connection with the homecoming tradition at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that the decision was taken on the basis of the evaluation conducted by the Transportation Ministry. The head of state noted that the government had striven to prevent the risk of further transmission of COVID-19. From this perspective, the president has decided on the ban for all citizens after mudik was banned for civil servants, the military and police personnel, and employees of state-run companies last week. Pre-clinical trial of Russia Health Ministry COVID-19 vaccine may finish by May 31 agency. Elaboration of the Russian Health Ministry's vaccine against COVID-19 continues, with preclinical trials expected to be completed by May 31, a spokesman of the country's Coronavirus Information Center said on Tuesday. Alexander Myasnikov said, as broadcast by Russia 24, that the Russian Health Ministry's vaccine against COVID-19 is in progress. Experts plan to complete the full cycle of preclinical trials by May 31 and to proceed to clinical trials on the first day of summer already. Italy will announce before the end of this week its plans for the gradual reopening from a lockdown imposed to fight the coronavirus emergency that will be applied starting from May 4, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Tuesday. The lockdown, closing most Italian businesses and preventing people leaving their homes for all but essential needs, has been in place since March 9, putting a major strain on the Eurozone's third largest economy. Italy must act on the basis of a national or reopening plan, which however takes into account the territorial peculiarities. After the government shuttered businesses not deemed essential to the supply chain on March 22, calls have recently been growing from industry lobbies to reopen some activities to prevent an economic catastrophe. Italy's Treasury expects the economy to contract by around 8% this year. Two sources close to the mirror told Reuters on Monday, underscoring the negative impact of the nationwide restrictions. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The health and economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic afflicted over 2 million people globally, with 40% from the APEC region, according to a new policy brief by the APEC Policy Support Unit. The policy brief, titled APEC in the Epicenter of COVID-19, breaks down the fast and unparalleled impact of the pandemic on the livelihoods of people and small businesses that constitute 97% of all firms in the region. The APEC region's growth is projected to decline by 2.7% this year from 3.6% in 2019, thereby being the most significant drop since the near zero growth rate recorded in 2009 during the global financial crisis. The Indonesian embassy in Bangkok repatriated 356 Indonesians mostly stranded following Thailand's policy to suspend international commercial flights to the country from April 4 to April 30, 2020. The Thai policy is part of the efforts to thwart the spread of COVID-19, especially to curtail the number of coronavirus cases from abroad. For its part, the embassy has taken requisite steps in cooperation with National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia to repatriate the Indonesians. Garuda Indonesia has secured a special permit from the Thai government to fly home the Indonesians on April 22-23. Indonesian Ambassador to Thailand Ahmad Rusti noted that the repatriation of Indonesians from Thailand is a demonstration of the government's commitment to protect Indonesians regardless of their location. The last item, the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPR Chairman Bambang Susatyo has urged the government to promptly issue a regulation banning the Idul Fitr homebound exodus to curb the transmission of COVID-19. Bambang Susatyo noted in a written statement released on Tuesday that the step must be taken soon since the risk of COVID-19 transmission had reached a community level, and if it is not prevented soon, it would become impossible to control the spread of COVID-19 to the areas serving as the destination of Eid al-Fitr homeward travelers. Susatyo made the remarks in response to the World Health Organization statement that the COVID-19 pandemic has reached a community transmission stage in Indonesia, thereby translating to the fact that it is difficult to trace a source of transmission since it has spread widely. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an information on April 22, 2015, the opening of Asia-Africa Conference 2015 in Jakarta. The Asia-Africa Summit 2015 was a meeting between heads of states of Asian and African countries held in Jakarta and Bandung, Indonesia, from April 19 to 24, 2015. The opening was officially held on April 22 by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The conference was held to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the first Asian-African conference in Bandung in 1955. The theme was promoting South-South cooperation for world peace and prosperity. The 2015 Asia-Africa conference has produced three documents, namely the Bandung Message 2015, the Declaration on Strengthening the New Asia-Africa Strategic Partnership, and the Palestinian Declaration of Independence. Next, turn to information of Earth Day declaring on April 22, 1970. Earth Day is an observation day about the Earth that is launched every year on April 22 and is celebrated internationally. Earth Day is designed to increase awareness and appreciation of the planet on which is occupied by humans' life, the Earth. Earth Day was declared by the United States Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970, an environmental teacher. Nowadays, Earth Day is celebrated in more than 175 countries and is coordinated globally by the Earth Day Network. We end with the signing of Paris Agreement on April 22, 2016. The Paris Agreement is an agreement within the framework of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, which oversees carbon dioxide emission reductions effectively applied since 2020. This agreement was made at the United Nations Climate Change Conference 2015 in Paris. The objectives of this agreement are to hold the rate of increase in global temperatures to below 2 degrees Celsius, increase the ability to adapt to the effects of climate change, improve climate resilience, and carry out the construction of low greenhouse gas emissions without threatening food production and creating a consistent financial supply for the achievement of development of low greenhouse gas emissions and resistance to climate change. Listener, that was Today in History.
Kau pernah bilang cinta akulah satu-satunya. Kau bilang ku sempurna, kau cintaku selamanya, dan kau tuliskan. katakan padaku, jangan ragukan cintamu. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua wanita. Oh bodohnya ku sempat percaya. Semua yang kita punya nyata, kamu dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled International Mobile Equipment IMEI Regulation Officially Imposed. Indonesian Communication and Information Technology Ministry stated that the regulation on International Mobile Equipment Identity or IMEI number validation is officially effective since April 18, 2020. It was marked by the beginning of IMEI registration into the system prepared by cellular operators. IMEI regulation was ratified by three ministries, namely Communication and Information Technology Ministry, Trade Ministry, and Industry Ministry. This regulation only applies to devices purchased after April 18, while users who have actively been using their devices before do not need to do anything. IMEI validation only applies to cellular devices such as cell phone and tablet, but not for laptops. Indonesian government since February had decided to use whitelist to ensure that consumer buys legal devices that can connect to cellular operator service when they buy a new gadget. IMEI number on the phone will be recorded in the Equipment Identity Register EIR in the operators. Data from EIR will be read by a centralized equipment identity register that will be managed by government to decide if the device is into the whitelist, blacklist, or even gray list. The government is also preparing consumer service in the CEIR system for complaint to IMEI, while the management will be appointed to institution that manages CEIR. IMEI regulation can initiate a new service, namely blocking lost device so that it cannot connect to any cellular number. Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto in Jakarta on Sunday, April 19, reminded the importance for business people in trade sector to comply to the IMEI regulation. According to Minister Agus, this regulation aims to protect consumers from harmful and bad devices. The minister affirmed that they will take firm action if the business people in trade sector, including producer, importer, distributor, agent, retailer, and electronic business people, do not comply to the IMEI regulation. For every violation, Trade Ministry will give from heavy warning to business permit revocation, while the violator must pay compensation for the consumer. Although in the middle of COVID-19 pandemic, this firm act will still be imposed to protect consumers from illegal communication trade product or products from black market. Listener, that was my Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat, kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. Yeah. Oh. Ku selalu membanggakanmu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know Lake Lut Tawar, located in Aceh Province. Lake Lut Tawar is a volcanic one which is located at 1,500 meters above sea level. It is a highland of Takengon suburb, Central Aceh Regency. If you visit the lake, your eyes will be spoiled by beautiful scenery. The lake is surrounded by mountains and has fresh air. Going around the lake takes 2 hours. We ensure that you will not get bored because pine forest surrounding of the lake will give different atmosphere. Certainly, there is a fisherman activity to catch fish at the lake. Wandering around Lake Lut Tawar takes longer time if you stop by at some cave surrounding area, such as Loyang Peteri Pukes, Loyang Goro, Loyang Peteri Ijo, Loyang Perupi and Ular Caves, Loyang Ujung Karang, and Loyang Mendale Caves. All the caves have their own legends for Gayo people. Getting tired after going around the lake, you can also watch the lake from the highland, such as from Bur Gayo. From there, you can also see Takengon City and Lake Lut Tawar. The lake is an estuary of 25 rivers which flow to Krueng Pausangan in Breun Regency. Surrounding the lake, there are many Gayo Arabic coffee stalls. Gayo Arabic coffee is one of the best coffees in the world. The coffee comes from plantation in Central Aceh Regency. Lake Lut Tawar has also many cultural sites where human fossils that lived 7,400 years ago in the Loyang Mandali Cave were found. To be tourism activities at Lake Lutawar continue to grow. The local culture of Gayo people, who have high art values, supports the beauty of its nature. Now, almost every year, local government holds Lutawar Festival to introduce Lake Lutawar to the public, certainly by keeping the beauty of the lake on the highland. One way to preserve the lake, which has existed since 100 years ago, is by tourism development. The local people get income from tourism activities so that they keep maintaining the lake and surrounding forest. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lake Lutawar in Aceh Province. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
Tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Satu tujuan, janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah. Jalanku,
ku pun kan terus melaju. Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan, walau lupa tetap nyata.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Keluhan di Hotel or Complaints for the Hotel. Listen to this conversation about Keluhan di Hotel, which means complaints for the hotel. Kevin asked the hotel room service officer about his complaints.
Coba masuk ke kamar mandi, Mas.
Baik, Pak. Permisi.
Lihat, saluran airnya mampet.
Oh, rusak ya? Saya panggil tukang leding sekarang.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamar mandi, which means bathroom. Keran air, which means water tap. Rusak, which means broken. Permisi, which means excuse me. Tukang leding, which means plumber. Coba masuk ke kamar mandi, which means check the bathroom. Lihat, saluran airnya mampet, which means look, the drain is clogged. Saya panggil tukang leding sekarang, which means I call the plumber right now. When you are at a hotel, you might have some problems. The words which you may use when asking the complaint such as rusak or broken, tidak menyala or off, and belum dirapikan or not tidied up yet. For example, AC-nya tidak menyala, which means the air conditioner doesn't work. Remote televisinya rusak, which means the TV remote is broken. Kamar saya belum dirapikan, which means my room hasn't been made up yet. Saya tidak dapat menggunakan internet, which means I cannot use the internet. In the conversation, the hotel officer says that he will call tukang leding or the plumber in English. In this context, the plumber is a person who can repair water pipes. Besides, the word tukang is also used for someone who sells something such as tukang bakso, or bakso seller, and tukang nasi goreng or fried rice seller. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Dari yang sudah-sudah, cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti
lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Dalam dekapan aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Kapalku telah bersandar. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I present a song from North Maluku titled Borero. It was not known who's the composer of Borero. Its lyrics tells a story of someone who remembered their lover. Remembering the story when they were all together makes the heart miserable. However, the memories always keep in mind. Although the song Borero is about broken heart, the music arrangement of the song is not merely sad. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Borero, sung by Nani Pelo. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai beta lahir di dunia ini, air susu mama tumpah par beta. Oh siang malang mama sing dapat sono, papa kerja sampai lupa makan, karena mau kasih besar beta. Mama deng papa sengsara lawan. Siyo masyo
sing lupa mama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Denda, badenda, mari katong badenda, bagoyang, baputar, menari lombose.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.
Thank you. Thank you.